After last year's record-breaking wildfire season, a national fire plan was drafted. As part of it, federal agencies plan to intentionally burn some 40 million acres nationwide. This campaign of prescribed burns is a central part of the effort to remove the incendiary mix of small diameter trees and underbrush that fuel catastrophic fires. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has more.
It may seem counterintuitive, but anyone who knows anything about fire knows the best way to fight fire is with fire. Lighting backfires with drip torches that drip fuel is how hotshot crews get blazes under control. 100 years of aggressively putting out all fires has left the forests in precarious shape, and now a critical tool toward restoring forest health is burning, letting some natural fires burn and starting others. Here in Idaho's Boise National Forest, the Forest Service has been using prescribed fire for 20 years. There are still patches of snow on this ridge high above the middle fork of the Payette River. It's early afternoon and the sun is just starting to bake the pine needles underfoot. Clouds are moving in and the forecast is for rain, but the burn bosses here eagerly wait their turns in the helicopter, hopeful they can get a blaze going.
I think it's going good. Clouds stay out for a little while and get a little more heat on there. We're getting into prescription.
The prescription is to ignite a low-intensity fire on about 800 acres across the valley where smoke columns are just starting to appear. But today's exercise is also to train several dozen Forest Service employees, many of them firefighters, in how to start fires from the air. They do this by releasing ping-pong balls injected with potassium permanganate and antifreeze, a mixture that ignites when it hits the ground.
Bill, you're firing both ways or just one way, into the wind?
We're just firing one way. We're just looking at it right now.
Okay, I understand you want me to make another pass with the wind at 35 knots.
Yeah, Tim can do that. If we got a tailwind, it may be a problem. But see if we can fire both ways and pick it up a little bit.
Armed with radios, fire-resistant clothing, and hard hats, we watch from our vantage point on the ridge as the helicopters swoop low over the ponderosa pine forest in the distance.
Ready to fire. Start firing. Four shoots fast. Copy that.
Igniting brush from a helicopter may sound simple, but most burns are years in the planning and tightly controlled. Biological assessments for wildlife, fish, and plants have to be approved, and air quality requirements have to be cleared. The burn window is short, weather checks are frequent, winds and precipitation have to be optimum, and once the burn is started, everything can change in minutes as the burn boss attempts to manage the fire. Here in the Boise National Forest, prescribed burning has been more frequent than in most forests, and it shows. Tammy Cook is the district fuels specialist. She says before heavy suppression years, ponderosa pine forests like this one burned naturally about every 10 years.
You know, when you consider that national fire plan, you know, we have been doing this already. Mm-hmm. So we're mimicking natural fire occurrence, natural fire's role, keeping that cycle maintained. And it's very effective.
Many of the burn boss trainees cut their teeth as firefighters and smoke jumpers, and they've seen firsthand how prescribed fire can mean the difference between a small burn that sweeps along the forest floor and a catastrophic fire that climbs up high and leaps through the treetops. Having grown up with Smokey the Bear and Bambi, though, many Americans are understandably wary of fire and uneasy about intentionally starting fires. But as more and more people build up to and right along national forest and other public lands, they're beginning to see the benefits. Max Muffley is a Forest Service fuels planner.
It's exactly what happened in this community we're burning in Garden Valley. In 1986, we had a 40,000-acre fire here at the Anderson Complex. That put smoke into the valley down there. They couldn't see across the street for 3 weeks to a month. And they understand down here. They're very supportive of the program. They'll put up with 2 days of smoke here as opposed to 30 days in the summer.
And for every dollar invested in this kind of prevention, the agency estimates another $5 to $7 is saved in suppression costs. In southwest Idaho this year, the Forest Service, BLM, and State Department of Lands plan to ignite prescribed fires on nearly 30,000 acres. Nationwide, according to Dave Bunnell, a national fuels specialist for the Forest Service, the goal is to burn nearly 3 million acres.
That sounds like a lot, and it is. I don't know that we're going to be able to do enough every year, but I do believe over time, and I think it's going to take one and probably two decades of continuous work and good fortune and society's acceptance of short-term impact for long-term benefit of ecosystem gain, I think we can make a hell of a difference.
out on the burn site today. It's taking hours to clear just one small area. Muffley had planned to burn another 4,000-acre block just south the previous week, but it was held up in court. He's pessimistic about the program, even though funding for it has tripled.
You know, it's really frustrating on the ground. It takes 3 and 4 years to put a NEPA document together, and it takes one day to burn it. And I'm not sure if people back east recognize that and realize that and what we're dealing with. They didn't just go out and start lighting. We've got a lot of hoops we've got to get through before we can light the match.
Last month, the image of Smokey the Bear was modified for the first time in more than 50 years. The burn bosses here joke that Smokey needs to be carrying a drip torch. And what should be learned from last year's fire season is that more fire is needed in the forest, not less.
You still want us to just do about a 50-foot strip and then stop, or do you want us to go all the way across?
Yeah, start at the, over at Granite Creek and kind of keep it on the contour all the way out to that ridge we talked about. Yeah, I'd do a minimum 50-foot. Throw all the balls you can at it coming across here.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Boise.